Me parece bacana.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat, this is wara'ul wara, this is beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, az min kulli aziz, أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل greater than anything with greatness more majestic than anything with majesty more glorious than anything with glory more powerful than anything with power more mighty than anything with might وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to exist and carry out whatever task or function it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. Time bizatihi is only Allah. Allah is existing of His own accord. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayy al-qayyum. Allah is qayyum. Time bizatihi. Allah does not require a soul, Allah does not require food to exist. Allah exists of His own accord. Al-Hayy, the living is Allah. Hayyun qabla kulli hayy. Hayyun ba'da kulli hayy. Hayyun fawqa kulli hayy. Hayyun yumitu kulli hayy. Hayyun la yushbihuhu hayy. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Allah is living before every living. Living after every living. Living above every living. Living, He will give death to every living. Living, there is nothing that is living like Allah. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. These expressions that we use to describe the greatness of Allah, what do we have at our disposal? We have words. Words are made up of alphabets. This is makhluq. A, B, C, D, E, F, alif, ba, ta, tha. This is makhluq. This is a created entity. And that which is makhluq can never ever do justice to describing khaliq. Allah is khaliq. Allah is the creator. But majboor hote hain. We don't have a choice. That is why we find expressions in the books of Aqeedah. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever. We find this expression in the Quran. Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. Wa huwa al azizul hakim. Lahu mulku al samawati wal ard. Yuhyi wa yumeet. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Huwa al awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin. وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير Everything in the heavens and the earth is making tasbih for Allah. Is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. Why? Because of Huwa Huwa Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. Allah is the mighty. Allah is the one who possesses all wisdom. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Life is in His hands, death is in His hands. And Allah has qudrat and power over everything. Huwa Al-Awwal Wal-Akhir. Allah is the first, Allah is the last. Allah is apparent, Allah is omnipresent. Allah is concealed from His creation, nothing is concealed from Allah. This expression in the Quran, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form, in hadith He makes tafsir of this. In the form of a dua, اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ الْأَوَّلُ فَلَيْسَ قَبْلَكَ شَيْءٍ وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء والله you are the first before you there is nothing علماء say Allah is not just first. Allah is awwal bila bidaya. Allah is the first without a beginning. أنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء. You are the last. After you there is nothing. Allah is آخر بلا نهاية. Allah is the last without an ending. أنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء. Allah, you are apparent, above you there is nothing. أنت الباطن, you are hidden. فليس دونك شيء. Nothing is concealed from you. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به ومن هو مستخف بالليل وسارب بالنهار. What is Quran telling us? سواء منكم من أسر القول, whether you whisper, ومن جهر به, or whether you shout out. إن تجهر بالقول, إن تجهر بالقول, if you shout or you whisper, فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. I am speaking, but sometimes you are shouting, sometimes whispering. Go lower than that, lower than that, so that the lips are not moving, only the tongue is moving. Go even lower than that, so that the lips are not moving and the tongue also is not moving, only the heart is talking. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we created this human being and we know what your heart is whispering to you also. We are closer to you than your jugular vein. All this is equal for Allah. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manner in which Quran opens up before us the greatness of Allah. We find this expression, أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ. اے میرے اللہ, میں تیرے سننے کے بارے میں کیا کہہ سکتا. What can we say of the listening of Allah? وَأَبْصِرْ. What can we say of the sight of Allah? وَسِعَ سَمْعُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah's listening encompasses every sound that exists. Allah's sight, أَبْصِرْ. أَبْصِرْ. Look at the sight of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborates on this. He says, يرى دبيب النملة السوداء على الصخرة الصماء في الليلة الظلماء. A dark pitch black night, a raging storm, a huge jungle, thick foliage, vegetation, rock upon rock, vegetation upon vegetation, darkness of the night, shadow upon shadow, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, and then a black ant, more darkness, walking through a crevice in the rock. What is the sight of my Allah? Yara dabiban namlati soda. When that black ant walks, it leaves behind an invisible line in the silt of that rock. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my Allah sees that line also. يرى دبيب النملة السوداء على الصخرة الصماء في ليلة الظلماء. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? Words, which is makhluq. We find expressions, as I mentioned earlier, in the books of Aqidah. قديم بلا ابتداء, دائم بلا انتهاء. Allah was forever, Allah will be forever. What is this forever? What does forever mean? Very, 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 very long period of time. But forever does not do justice to describing Allah. Why? Because Allah is above time. Allah has created time. Time is makhluq. It is a created entity. Isa alayhi salam was lifted up. If qala Allahu ya Isa, inni mutawaffiku wa rafi'uka ilayya wa mutahhiruka min alladhina kafaru wa ja'ilu alladhina ittaba'uka fawqa alladhina kafaru ila yawm al-qiyamah. Isa alayhi salam lifted up at what age? The age of 33. How many centuries have passed? How many centuries have passed? Qurb as-sa'ah, near qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salam back into the world. What will Isa alayhi salam's age be? Several hundred years? Several thousand years? No! His age will still be 33. Allah is the creator of time. La yakhli makan. Allah is free. Allah is dark. Allah is pure of space. Allah created space, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah created shape. Allah created form. Allah created color. Allah created direction. Allah Himself is above all this. Allah is the Rabb of this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. East, West, North, South. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. East, West, North, South, above, below. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and you will see the jalwa of Allah. Allah owns color, Allah owns shape, Allah owns form, Allah owns direction. This is makhluq. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of the constraints, of the restrictions, of the confinements of time also. Time is Allah's makhluq. This past tense, present tense, future tense, that is for you and I. For Allah there is no past tense, present tense and future tense. 1 million years ago, now and 1 million years from now, for Allah is equal. Ashab al-Kahf, those youngsters, they went into the cave. This is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted his ummah of the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, from the night of Jumu'ah before, is to recite Surah Kahf. One riwayat, it comes that from the earth up to the arsh of Allah, a pillar of light will be created for the one who recites Surah Kahf. One riwayat, it comes, you will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. But how many asbaq of iman in Surah Kahf? These fadail and virtues are not just there like that. There is a sabak, there is a haqiqat, there is a reality. The ummah has to conscientize itself with the asbaq and the lessons of iman that are found in Surah Kahf. Time is too limited to go into details. But what we were referring to, those youngsters, they took refuge in the cave. They went to sleep. When they woke up, a conversation occurs. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They started discussing amongst themselves, how long did we sleep? How long did we sleep? How long is it possible for a human being to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours? Nowadays youngsters can sleep even longer than that. But even them, how much longer? 12 hours, 14 hours, the head starts paining, the back starts paining. You get hungry, you need to relieve yourself. How long is it possible to sleep? Someone said we slept for one day. Someone said we slept for a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. We slept for 309 years. What was ajeeb? Allah's qudrat. Madhara of the qudrat and the power of Allah. That youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later. His age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluq. This movement, this ticking of the clock, this is for you and I. How beautifully Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, why don't you observe? Why don't you ponder? Why don't you reflect? Observe what? إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. This movement of day and night. Inexorable, incessant motion. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah says day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Day follows night, night follows day. And like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the sun, the seconds, minutes, days, weeks, months and years of our lives are slipping away. And there is no entity in the world that's going to halt or stop it. Every day that dawns, that day shouts out, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنِّي خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَجِيدٌ فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Every day, one new day has dawned. That day shouts out, oh Ibn Adam, oh Insan, I am a new creation of Allah. Another day. One more day Allah is given. One more chance Allah is given. One more opportunity Allah is given. إِنِّي خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. And how you will utilize me? How you will utilize this bounty that Allah has given you? How you will utilize this day, this time, this amanat, this trust? This day says, tomorrow, in Allah's court, I am going to be a witness in your favor, or I am going to be a plaintiff and I will argue against you. How did you utilize this time? Not each day, this entire life. How was this life utilized? This ni'mat, this bounty, this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created this human being in vain. Allah has not sent us into this world without a purpose and an object. أَفَخَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, do you think we created you in vain? There is no purpose, there is no object. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you are not going to return back to Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, observe this movement of day and night, day and night, day and night. What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is becoming old. Every distant thing is being brought near. وَيَعْتِيَانِ بِقُولِ وَيَعْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah is made a reality. It seems only yesterday the child was born. The father in his mind's eye, or the mother in her mind's eye, is envisaging the day my son or my daughter will get married. My son will qualify. Certain hopes and goals and aspirations that we have set in the future, we visualize them in our mind's eye. It seems like it's a long way away. It seems like it's many years away, but little do we realize, almost at the blink of an eyelid, it is upon us. This is the reality of this life. This is the reality of this life. Inexorably, every one of us is going towards a crunch point. يَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, that promise of Allah is coming. That promise of Allah is coming. مَوْعُودٍ. There is a promised meeting point with Allah. That which Quran refers to, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. Allah says, every one of you, there is mi'ad. There is a promised time. A day is coming. A day is coming. Each passing moment of the life of this world is taking us on a journey towards that day. This time is slipping away. Unfortunately, this insan is in ghaflat. Totally negligent of the value of this time. Totally negligent of this journey of life that he is on. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh. So if Fuzayl bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, he sees one person. Kam'ata alayka min umrik. He says, oh my brother, what is your age? He says, I am 60 years of age. 60 years of age. He says, مُنْذُ سِتِينَ سَنَةً تَسِيرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يُوشِكُ أَنْ تَسِرْ. He says, for the last 60 years you are on a journey. You are on a journey of life for the last 60 years. Don't you think the time for you to reach your destination has come near? Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hadf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa shatrun an wa fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada. Every passing moment, every breath of air, just ponder, reflect, we breathe in and out, this human being, the average human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. Sometimes you should take a tasbih and count and check. Plus minus, not exact, 20,000 times every day people are breathing in and out. 6 or 7 billion insan on the surface of the earth at any given time, they are breathing in and out. What are they breathing in? Oxygen, which is pure. What are they breathing out? Carbon dioxide, which is impure, which is a poison. Yet the level of oxygen in the atmosphere remains constant, 21%. If it were to increase 2% to 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. Go up another 2% to 25%. Besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Where's the funnel? Where's the regulator? Where's the pipe? Why is it staying regular at 21%? 8,000 liters each human being on average of oxygen is taking out of the environment every day. Imagine if we had to pay for it. Imagine if we had to pay for that 8,000 liters of oxygen that we are breathing in. Where are we going to find the resources? What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? Breathing in, breathing out. What are we breathing in? Oxygen. What we are giving out? Carbon dioxide. Allah has put the leaves of the trees. Allah has put the leaves of the trees into the service of this insan. It is said 70% of the oxygen of the earth comes from the Amazon jungles of Brazil. What is happening? The leaves of the trees are working. A process of photosynthesis is taking place. Each tiny leaf is a chemical plant. The most complex chemical laboratory of this world cannot carry out the function that that simple tiny green leaf is carrying out. Allah does not need big things. Allah out of simple things shows His Qudrat and His power. That leaf is working for us, creating oxygen, reacting with a certain frequency and wavelength of light from the sun, producing oxygen to keep the level constant. Inside this human being, what is going on? Each person's lung has 150 million air sacs. If it had to be opened up, it will fill an entire football field. 50 billion tubes are carrying 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs, in order to give it a bath in oxygen so that the blood can be purified. Where did this intelligence come from? Did our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents tell us that to purify your blood you need to bathe it in oxygen? 50 billion tubes transporting 10,000 liters of blood. Through what? Through the circulatory system of the body of this human being. How long is the circulatory system? 90,000 kilometers long. Each human being's circulatory system exceeds 90,000 kilometers in length. You have a little bit of piping. You have a little bit of drainage. Couple of hundred meters and it's always getting blocked. How much intizam you have to put into place to see that it is not blocked, to see that it is running smoothly. Allah has set a drainage system in your body 90,000 kilometers long. Who is seeing that it doesn't get blocked? How many are the favors of Allah? How many are the bounties of Allah? This little bit that I have described is just a slight indication. We go into greater details, become more complex. Simple, basic idea. How many countless balances and counterbalances have to be in place each time for you to breathe in and out? So that each time you are saying, ah, that sigh, that ah, that breath, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, is shouting out to you, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, inna lihada al-khalqi khaliq, there is a creator. There is a creator that has put the system into place. This breath of air, Allah has put the leaves of the trees into your service, the sun into your service, the wind into your service, the environment into your service, your own respiratory system into your service. Has Allah done all this just in vain? Is there no purpose and meaning to this life? The people are sitting in front of that shaitan box hours and hours looking at zina taking place. People are sitting in front of frivolous novels, reading for hours and hours. Vain amusements, 22 people chasing behind a piece of pig skin. What are you doing, bhai? What are you doing? Hum kya kehte hain? Hum waqt guzar rahe hain. We're passing the time. And passing the time, as if this time has no meaning, as if this life has no meaning. Where is the direction that this humanity is going in? What have we understood to be the meaning of this life? How valuable and how precious is every moment? That poem which I mentioned earlier, what does the poet say? Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. He says, oh foolish insan, you are wasting time. And what are you doing? You are celebrating the passage of time. Birthday is a celebration. New Year is a celebration. The hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are measured, and we become conscientized about it, these have in fact become occasions of celebration for us. One relative I visited, he said, I went to a birthday party. I said, the person whose birthday party you went to, how old was he? He says, 60 years of age. Imagine 60 years of age and still celebrating. What are you celebrating? Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqtauha wa kull yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. He says, foolish insan, you are celebrating, but little do you realize every day, every year that passes is taking you closer to your mort. It's not a gain, it's a loss. It's not a gain, it's a loss. You are celebrating a loss. 60-year-old man is celebrating. One wonders how you're going to flip 60 candles on that cake. And a 60-year-old man, his respiratory system, when he tries to blow out the 60 candles, whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will blow out first, that also is doubtful. Yet still this foolish insan is celebrating. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. He says, exert yourself. Exert yourself before your mort. Because that qabr, that grave, we have forgotten about it. We have forgotten about it. Wallah, my respected brothers, it has not forgotten us. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, every day that grave calls out, أَنَا بَيْتُ الدُّودِ أَنَا بَيْتُ الظُّلْمَ أَنَا بَيْتُ الْوَخْشَ أَنَا بَيْتُ الْوَخْدَ. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself before you come to me. It is not a hole in the ground, no. It's not a hole in the ground, it is sandukul amal. It is a collection of our amal. It's a legacy of our life. فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Profit and loss is not how big that bank balance was. It's not how many zeros are there. It's not what investment you have kept for tomorrow or the next day. No! Profit and loss in this world is not the material things. How beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمْ مَالِي مَالِي مَالِي. He says, insan, this human being says, my money, my money, my money. He says, what is your money? What is your money? Your money is what you ate. Your money is what you wore. Your money is what you sent ahead to akhirat. Everything else is not yours. What you did not use is not yours. Belongs to someone else. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes to the graveyard of Madina Munawwara and he addresses the residents of Baqiyya. As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimin. Peace be upon you, residents of these graves. Khabru ma indana. Khabru ma indana. Look at Umar's wisdom radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at how he sums up the reality of this life. He addresses the residents of this grave. Umar is not talking to them, he's talking to himself. Umar is not conscientizing them, he's conscientizing himself first. Otherwise, what is the meaning of talking to graves? What is the meaning of talking to graves? Nowadays, the sunnat of visiting the Qabristan has come out of the Ummah. Yet, ask the ulama-i-kiram, they have a better understanding than I have of ahadith, but how many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaning against the wall of Baqi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering Baqi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming out of Baqi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just performed the janazah. How many ahadith there are wherein we see how frequently Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the graveyard. What did he tell his ummah? Man akyasun nas. Man akyasun nas. He said, oh my sahaba, tell me who is the most intelligent man? Who is the most intelligent amongst you? Man akyasun nas. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say Allah wa Rasulu alam. Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Who is the most intelligent person? What does he say? أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأشدهم استعدادا له أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة رسول الله الله أكبر. What does he say? Who is the most intelligent person? He says the one who will remember his mort and his death the most. The one who will prepare for that the most. Ulaika humul akyas. These are the intelligent people. Why? Why? Because when mort is in front of us, when death is in front of us, when qabr is in front of us, when akhirat is in front of us, then to hurt the feelings of someone becomes difficult. Then to make zulm on someone becomes difficult. Then to usurp the rights of someone becomes difficult. Then to turn a deaf ear to the azan, Allahu Akbar becomes difficult. One incident comes to mind. One day, there was a woman who was very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. She was standing in front of the mirror. I'm digressing. There's one Nahwi scholar, very, very famous. He was an expert in linguistic, in Arabic language, Imam Ismail rahimahullah. In this verse of the Quran, in fact, his mizaj, his temperament was such that he would sometimes spend months upon months upon months in trying to understand the meaning of one word of the Quran, the correct meaning. And it is said that if you want to appreciate the actual nuance and real meaning of an expression, you have to go to the people of the language. Sometimes, and the most purest Arabic was spoken by what we call the Baddus, the Bedouins, Arab, the desert dwellers. So Imam Ismail rahimahullah, sometimes he would spend months amongst them just trying to find out the meaning, the correct, that when in a normal, natural conversation they will use a particular word so that he can see in what context this word is used to get the correct meaning of it. There is one verse in the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, Allah enumerates, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Allah says, we have beautified for you. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, the love of the passions and desires and attractions and embellishments of this world. And then Allah starts enumerating What are the attractions of this world? من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. In contemporary terms, in modern day age, in contemporary terms, if you look at this verse, every source of attraction of this world is enumerated. Whether it's women, whether it's offspring, whether it's gold and silver, whether it is the latest cars or the latest conveyances, whether it is the attractions of the marketplace, Allah has enumerated all of them in this verse of the Quran. Allah says, we have beautified this for you, we have made it attractive, but what is the value? What is the value of all this? ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, this is mata', this is mata' of this dunya. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Do not be deceived by this. By Allah is the real return. By Allah is the beautiful place. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَيْرٌ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا. Allah says, oh my banda, oh my slave, my jannat is very beautiful. My jannat is very beautiful. It is prime property. I have made it such. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if something from jannat, if something from jannat, the size of what? He said, if something from jannat, the size of a fingernail. How big is a fingernail? Blade of grass is even bigger than a fingernail. A droplet of water sometimes is bigger than a fingernail. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if something from Jannat, the size of a fingernail, is brought into this world, the entire world will light up. The entire world will become fragrant. Such a Jannat Allah has created. The lowest Jannati, to use this word low for Jannat is not appropriate, but this is a direct translation of the expression that is found in the riwayat. Inna adna ahli al-jannati manzila. Inna adna. This word adna means lowest. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the lowest jannati, the last person to come out of Jahannam, a dastarkhan will be first. There will be a red carpet. Normally, they have red carpet ceremony in this world. They put carpet. How long carpet? 10 meters? 15 meters? How long carpet? For the lowest jannati, a carpet will be laid out 40 years long. 40 years long, this is the last person, lowest. Everything is higher than this in Jannat. Flanked on either side by 80,000 servants. When they will see their master, Ama, Ana li Sayyidina Nazurahu. Allahu Akbar. What will these servants say? Not like the servants of this dunya. Not like this. We pay them hardly any salary. Give them a pittance and expect them to serve you from morning till night. Because of circumstance, sometimes they are forced. Sometimes they are forced. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Al-khaslatan. Khaslatan. La yajtami'ani fi mu'min. Khaslatan. La yajtami'ani fi mu'min. He said two qualities and iman will never come together. Two qualities and iman will never come together. What are those two qualities? He said, poor character. Poor character, su'ul khuluq, wal bukhl, and miserliness. Miserliness and iman can never come together. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest jannat, the highest jannat, the mafhum of the riwayat. Allah Ta'ala addresses that jannat and says, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, a miserly person will never enter you. A miserly person will never enter Jannatul Firdaus. Pittance is paid, pittance is paid. And what we feel? If we exhibit a little bit generosity, if we exhibit a little bit generosity, and what we feel, we're going to lose out. 30,000 dinar, 30,000 dinars comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does my Nabi do? He starts spending straight away upon the people, upon the poor. People come. Allah Rasulullah gives them and then gives them and then gives them. Till within a short space of time, nothing is left. Nothing is left. Another person comes,
Ya Rasulullah, give me ma indi shay, ma indi shay. There's nothing left, nothing I have, nothing is with me. But what? Look at the generosity of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنْ إِبْتَعْ عَلَيَّ فَإِذَا جَاءَنَا شَيْءٌ قَضَيْنَاهُ. What does he say? He says that go to the marketplace, buy whatever you want, and say to the supplier that he must claim the money from me. Say to the supplier he must claim, incur debt on my behalf. When I get the means, I will pay that debt back. This was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar couldn't take this. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he couldn't take this. So what does he say? Ma kallafaka Allah ma la taqdir. Ya Rasulullah, whatever you had, you spent it. Now you have nothing. Allah has not ordered you with that which is beyond your ability. Allah has not ordered you with that. Allah does not require you to take a debt on yourself. Umar, out of his shafqat, he said this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face changed color. His face changed color. Red. He was so upset by what Umar had said. Another sahabi seeing this. Another sahabi seeing this. He said, unfit. Unfit. وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. He said, oh my Nabi, spend. Spend, spend, spend. And never fear shortage from the owner of the arsh. Never fear shortage from the owner of the arsh. When he said this, Allah's Rasulullah's face lit up. And he said, بِهَذَا أُمِرْتُ. Allah has ordered me with this. مَا نَقَّسَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّنْ صَدَقَةٍ. Qiyamah can come. Qiyamah can come by the qasam of my Allah. I am sitting on the minbar. By the qasam of my Allah, Qiyamah can come. But what my Nabi said will never be false. What did he say? He said, no person's wealth will diminish to sadaqah. مَا نَقَّسَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّنْ صَدَقَةٍ. Allah has given, spend, exhibit generosity. Allah will give you even more. Will not get less. Will not get less. This is the mizaj of Islam. This is the foundation of Islam. This is the mizaj of the dawah of Islam. The generosity of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, the servants of this world are such. Pittance of a salary given to them, and then we want them to serve us. Even if they do serve you inside, inside, the heart is burning, they're swearing it. The servants of Jannat, Allah describes them, Yatuf. Yatufu alayhim wildanum mukhalladun. Yatufu alayhim wildanum mukhalladun. What does this word Yatuf? It comes from Tawaf. They don't sit still. They're moving all the time, running. Bringing sometimes a tray of this, bringing sometimes drinks, bringing sometimes a goblet of wine, bringing honey, bringing fruit, bringing them up and down, up and on. Yatuf. Moving all the time. When this Jannati, the last person from Jahannam, when the servants will see the master, what will they say? Ama ana li sayyidina an nazurahu. Eh, Bacha Salamat, our master, how long we were waiting for you? How long we were waiting? What will he say? After seeing the black snakes of Jahannam, and the black serpents of Jahannam, and the black scorpions of Jahannam, and the boiling, fetid blood and pus of Jahannam, now to see the beautiful servants of Jannat, Lulum Mansura, the Quran describes like scattered pearls, what will he say? He'll say, make shukr I came. This is, make shukr I came is not there in the riwayat, but the siyaq of the riwayat gives that type of meaning. 80,000 servants! 80,000 servants will make his istiqbal. Then a dastarkhan will be laid out. On it will be 80,000 different types of food. But not like the food of dunya. Give somebody hot biryani, he eats one plate. Another plate of biryani, maybe, if he's got a big appetite, he'll manage the second plate. Put the third plate, piping hot, lovely biryani. Now he doesn't want to look at it also. And if you force him to eat, then he's looking for what? Eno. He's looking for something for indigestion, he's got heartburn, he's got this problem, flatulence, and whatever it is. That's the general thing. There are exceptions. There was one person, he was traveling, so he passed by one town late at night, so somebody saw his Pardesi stranger, invited him home, buy, come for meals. Person comes in the house, the person puts the dastarkhan down, the host puts the dastarkhan down, goes and fetches the hot roti, places in front of him, and then he goes to fetch the sal and the curry. By the time he comes with the curry, the roti is finished. So he leaves the salan, goes and fetches some more roti. By the time he comes with the roti, the salan is finished. So he leaves the roti to go fetch some more curry. By the time he comes with the curry, the roti is finished. This curry is on, tawaf, making safa marwa. Up and down, 7-8 times like this, up and down. Till eventually, bichara got tired. Finally, this person got satisfied. So then he started talking to him. He said, by where are you going? He says, I'm going to certain town. Why are you going? What's the purpose of your journey? He says that there's one very good hakim there, a doctor, and I suffer from an illness. He says, what do you suffer from? He says, I suffer from lack of appetite. He says, by doing one favor on your return journey, don't come past this town of mine. Use another road. Normally, how much can a person eat? What is the food of Jannat? What is the ni'mat of Jannat? يَجِدُ فِي آخِرِ لُقْمَةٍ مِّنْهَا لَذَّةً لَمْ يَجِدْ قَبْلَهَا. Janabi Rasulullah says this person will experience in the 80,000 morsel that lazzat and ecstasy that he did not experience before that. It will get better and better. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Allah says, my Jannat is very beautiful. Don't be deceived, this world was made beautiful for you. The women, the wealth, the gold, the silver, the economy, the industries, the marketplace, the conveyances, the cars, all this was made beautiful for you, but what is its value? ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Imam Ismail, three words he was very, very interested to find out the meaning. One of it is mata'. One of it is mata'. He spent 6 months amongst the Badus, the Bedouins, lived with nomadic Bedouins in the desert, waiting. When will they use these words in a normal conversation so you can understand the correct meaning? Mata, Aqim, and Ta'ala, these three words. One day it was a quiet afternoon, the heat of the desert. It was Qailullah. They went for siesta. They went to sleep. The pot which they had eaten from was wiped with a dirty rag, a rag that is used to wipe the pot, which will have the remnants of the remains of the bottom of the pot, was lying there with a little bit of food and whatever the leftovers were. And while the camp went to sleep, dog came down the mountain. It was hungry. It started digging amongst the remnants, whatever was there. One woman got up, she got disturbed. Maybe a pot had fallen. So she shouted to make the others aware that a dog has come, perhaps going to steal something, chase it away. So what did she say? She said, Ja al Aqim. أخذ المتاع وتعالى الجبل. Imam Ismail was eat for him. Why? Because in a normal conversation she used all three words that he was looking for. But what pertinent to what we are discussing, أخذ المتاع, she said the dog came and took متاع and ran towards the mountain, climbed the mountain. What was متاع? What did she refer to? The filthy, dirty rag that was used to clean the pots. She referred to that as mata. And what does Allah say? ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All these things that are attracting you and the embellishments of this dunya, what is its value? It is mata. It is not even equal to the dirty, filthy rag that is used to clean the remnants of the pots. Dunya has no value. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ خُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Coming back to what we digressed at, this Imam Ismail rahimahullah, great service he did to Islam. He was a linguist, he was an expert in linguistics, but naturally, fitratan, he was ugly, he was not very appeasing to the eye. So one day his wife She looked at him. His wife was very beautiful. He was not so good looking. He was ugly, you can say. So one day she looked at him and she said, "We both of us are Jannatis." So he says, "How do you arrive at that conclusion?" She says, "Every time you look at me, you make shukr. Allah will give you a Jannat of shukr. Every time I look at you, I make sabr. Allah will give me a Jannat of sabr." Nevertheless, coming back to that incident which I was referring to, one day this woman was very, very beautiful, naturally beautiful. She was sitting in front of the mirror, admiring herself, looking from this side, looking from that side. And then she gets into a conversation with her husband. What does she say to her husband? She says, "Do you think there is a man alive? Do you think there is a man alive that can resist me? And if I set my mind to attract someone, do you think anyone is alive that can resist me?" Without hesitation, he says, "Ubayd bin Umayr, rahimahullah, huwa min kibar al-tabi'in." He says, "Ubayd bin Umayr will be able to resist you." So then what she says? She says, "Do you give me permission to try and entice him and prove you wrong?" He says, "Yes, I give you permission." Ubayd bin Umayr is to make ibadat in the haram. He was an imam of hadith, a scholar of deen. What this woman does, she puts a parda on. She comes in the haram, makes as if she has some fatwa to ask. And then she draws his attention, starts asking the fatwa, she starts moving back slowly. Gradually, inadvertently, he also doesn't realize, he starts walking with her to try to hear what she wants to know about, to answer a question, till she reaches some solitary corner when no one can see her. And then she removes the veil from in front of her face. Having beautified herself, used the cosmetics or whatever she had at her disposal, resplendently beautiful woman, she says, "I am madly in love with you, fulfill my passion and desire." Such was the consciousness of qabr, such was the consciousness of akhirat. Such an effort Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in Medina Munawwara. Where Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, "Law kushif al-ghita mazdadtu imana." If the veil between us and akhirat had to be removed, and Jannat and Jahannam was brought in front of our eyes, this would not increase our iman. So much muzakara of Jannat, Jahannam. So much muzakara of qabr and akhirat. So much the da'wat, so much the ihsas of jaza and saza. Walakum mi'adu yawm. Allah says there is a promised day. It is coming. La tastakhiruna anhu sa'atan wa la tastaqdimun. When that day comes, there will be no extension granted to anyone. No respite. That day is coming. When she reveals herself like this, what does he do? He says, "Tell me something. I am prepared to respond to your invitation, but I have some questions for you. Answer my questions and then I will respond." She says, "What are your questions?" He says to her, "Lo anna malak al-maut ataki liyaqbid ruhaki akana yasurruki anni qadaytu laki hadhihi al-haja." He says, "Tell me, if the angel of death, Malakul Maut, the day is coming, he's going to come, he's going to present himself in front of you in order to take the ruh out of your body. At that time, if I give in to what you are inviting me towards today, do you think it would be a source of happiness for you on that day?" Next question. "Falaw dakhalti qabraki wa ujlisti lil musa'ala akana yasurruki anni qadaytu laki hadhihi al-haja." He said, "My sister, tell me, that 2 foot by 4 foot hole in the ground, every one of us is going to go. You are also going to go into that qabr. But it does not end there. It does not end there." One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Umar, he says to Umar, "O Umar, kayfa bika idha kunta fi arba'ati zira' azra' bayna zira'ayn fi al-ard." He says, "Umar, what is going to happen that day when you will be in a 2 foot by 4 foot hole in the ground, and then fatan al-qabr, the test of the grave will come, the fitna of the grave will come, malakan aswadan, azraqan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, describes the chest of the grave. He says, two angels, black in complexion, piercing blue eyes, aswatuhuma kal-radil khatif, their voices will be like thunder, bolts of lightning will be coming out of their eyes. They will have in their hands a hammer. Umar, if the whole human race gets together to lift this hammer, they will not be able to lift it. It is so heavy. Yet for these two angels, they are so huge that they will lift this hammer like how I am lifting this asa and this stick today. Umar, what is going to happen to you on that day? Kaifa bika? Kaifa bika? Look at the iman of Umar. They learned iman at the feet of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muzakara of qabr, of akhirat. So much of this effort of iman took place. Look at the iman of Umar when he is told this by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he say? He says, Ya Rasulullah, will I be conscious then as I am conscious now in your presence? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes Umar, you will be conscious then as you are conscious now. What does Umar say? He says, then I am not worried. Then no problem. Then no problem. Allahu Akbar. Umar says this and goes away. As he is going away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, come back Umar, come here. He comes back and says, Umar, Atani Jibreel, Jibreel came and told me now that when you will go into the qabr and Munkar and Nakir will come, they will ask you the questions, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk. You will respond to them, Allahu Rabbi, Faman Rabbukuma. Islamu Deeni, Fama Deenukuma. Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi, Faman Nabiyukuma. You will say to them, Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? Islam is my religion, what is your religion? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my Nabi, who is your Nabi? They will say, wa ajaba, ma nadri, nahnu ursilna ilay, am ursilta ilayna. They will say, how strange this is, we don't know whether we were sent to question him or he was sent to question us. Such was the iman of Umar. Such was the iman of Umar. Coming back to this incident, Ubayd bin Umair says, فَلَوْ دَقَلْتِ قَبْرَكِ وَأُجْلِسْتِ لِلْمُسَعَلَىٰ أَكَانَ يَسُرُّكِ أَنِّي قَضَيْتُ لَكِ هَذِهِ الْحَاجَةِ. My sister, when you are in the grave and you will be made to sit up and Munkar and Nakir will come with the questions of the grave, if I say labbaik to what haram you are inviting me towards today, do you think you'll be happy on that day? فَلَوْ وَقَفْتِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ فَلَوْ وَقَفْتِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ. My sister, the day is coming when you are going to stand in front of Allah. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. There will be no interpreter. It will only be you and Allah. Only you and Allah. On that day, do you think you will be happy if I give in to what you are inviting me towards now? Like this, he asked a few more questions about the scale of deed, about the sirat, about Jannat and Jahannam. Eventually, this woman burst into tears. Such was the sincerity of Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah. That her husband used to lament after that, Mali wali Ubayd bin Umair. Why did I let my wife go to Ubayd bin Umair? Afsada alayya zawjati. كانت في كل ليلة عروسا فسيدها راحبا راهبة. What he said? He said, why did I let my wife go to Ubayd bin Umayr? Before this I had a wife, now I have someone who makes ibadat all the time. Now I have someone who makes ibadat. Such, what happened? The khawf of Allah, the khashiyat of Allah came. Such was the effect of his words upon her. Umar addresses the residents of the grave of Baqi. خَبْرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا خَبْرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا. Listen to the message from our side. أَنَّ أَزْوَاجَكُمْ قَدْ تُزُوِّجَتْ أَنَّ دُوَرَكُمْ قَدْ سُكِنَتْ أَنَّ أَمْوَالَكُمْ قَدْ تُفُرِّقَتْ. What does he say to them? He says, listen to the message from our side. Your wives are married to other people. Your homes, other people are living in it. Your wealth has been distributed to other people. It's not yours. From the grave, Allah makes it such that a response comes, wa alaykum as-salam ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Peace be upon you, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Khabru ma indana. Now listen to the message from our side. أَنَّمَا قَدَّمْنَا وَجَدْنَا وَأَنَّمَا أَنْفَقْنَا رَبِحْنَا وَأَنَّمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسِرْنَا عُمَرْ. What we sent ahead, we have found it. What we spent in the way of Allah, our wealth and our lives, what we gave in the path of Allah, رَبِحْنَا has been multiplied for us. And that which we clung, we heard today in the Taraweeh. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is not addressing the kafir. Allah is addressing the believer, the mu'min. O people of iman, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillah ithaqaltum ilal ard araditum bil hayatid dunya minal akhirah fama mata'ul hayatid dunya fil akhirati illa qaleel. Allah says, O people of iman, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you when it is said, strive in the way of Allah? Strive in the way of Allah. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah says, your wealth and your lives, we have bought it so that you can earn jannah. Use it for the deen of Allah. Use it for the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the fikr and cry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, what is wrong with you when it is said, strive in the way of Allah? Ifsa qaltum ilal ard, you are clinging to the earth. You are clinging to the earth. Araditum bil hayati dunya min al akhirah. Allah says, are you happy with dunya over akhirah? Are you happy with dunya over akhirah? Have you given preference to this dunya over my jannah? Fama mata'u al-hayati dunya. Mata', again Allah uses this word. Fama mata'u al-hayati dunya. The mata', the attractions, the embarrassments of this world compared to akhirah, qaleel, are very, very little. This iman, my respected brothers, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah has given us for us to earn our akhirat, for us to earn our jannat, for us to knock the door of tawbah, for us to come back to Allah. This iman cannot be learned in the comfort of our homes. Cannot be learned in the comfort of the marketplace. No! This iman has to be learned in the same medan and field where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught sahaba ikram iman. Sahaba used to say, ta'allamna al-iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. First we learn iman, then we learn the Quran. To learn this responsibility, our elders are saying, first step. First step to learn our responsibility, to put the brakes on the direction we are going, to change the direction of our life, to understand that we are the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Akhirat is our goal. Dunya is not our goal. To learn this, first step is we have to go four months in the path of Allah. Who is ready, my respected brothers? Very, very quickly. Stand up and give our names, inshallah. Make niyat. Mubarak night it is. This is a very, very Mubarak night, the night of Jum'ah. It is the night of Ramadan. Stand up and give our names. Who is ready to go four months in the path of Allah? Chalo bhai. Chali karo bhai. Who is ready? Who will be the first in this majma to stand up, mashallah? MashaAllah. Like, who else, mashaAllah? Hold that over, bhai. You shouldn't be sitting. When it is said, strive in the way of Allah, why are you clinging to the earth? Quran is telling us. Do not cling to the earth. Make Allah happy. Stand up. Malaika writing down. Malaika saying, Ameen. Allah is taking our names in front of His angels. Stand up, mashallah. Give our names. Four months in the path of Allah. Stand up. Himmat-e marda, amal-e khuda. Allah is the one who does. Not our wealth, not our intelligence. Wallah, it is Allah who is going to take us. Arshad, mashallah. Chalo, bhai. More brothers. Make me 4 months in the path of Allah. Shabir, mashallah. Who else? Himmat karo, bhai. Who else, mashallah? Everyone makes niyat, inshallah, 4 months. 4 months is there in its place. Now is the nakat takaza. Normally we like cash. No one likes credit. Somebody had in his shop by the till written, you will be given credit if you are over 80 years of age and both your parents are alive. Nobody likes credit. We like cash. Ramadan, one ashara is almost gone. Awaluhu rahma, awsatuhu rahma, awsatuhu maghfira. آخر وعدكم من النار. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the first 10 is Allah's rahmat, the middle 10 is Allah's maghfirat and forgiveness, the last 10 is emancipation from Jahannam. Who is ready inshallah? Ashara in Ramadan in the path of Allah. Stand up very quickly. This is a naqad taqaza, naqad help of Allah will come. Who else is ready for Ashara? Keep standing mashallah. Who else mashallah? Ashara in the path of Allah in Ramadan. Salo bhai. Who else is ready mashallah? There is no better time in the year. There is no better time in the year to spend in the path of Allah than these days. These are the most mubarak, the most valuable days. Who is ready for Ashara, mashallah? There's one brother, who is going to do? Who else is ready? Wallah, he's standing. If through his standing we stand, he will get the reward of our standing, also. Come my respected. Who is ready, inshallah? Who else is ready, mashallah? One brother, Allahu Akbar. Mashallah, keep standing. Allah accept. Who else? This is the Shab Guzari. Allahu Akbar. Our elders are saying, come with Nakat Jamaat to the Shab Guzari. Who else? Keep standing, mashallah. Allah accept. Taqabbal Allah. Barakallah. Say ameen, my respected brothers. Who else, mashallah? Ashara in the path of Allah. Another Ramadan is still so far. We don't know if we'll live to see another Ramadan, bhai. This middle Ashara, Allah gave the Ummat Badr. 17th of Ramadan was Badr. Sahaba didn't sit in this month. Who else, mashallah? All the brothers, this side. What about this side? Isaqaltu min al-ard. Allahu Akbar. Break the back of shaitan. Make niyat. It's not a promise. It's not signing some document. There won't be any legal repercussions. This is dua. We are standing here to ask Allah to accept us. Who else? One or two. Few more seconds. Who's ready? Stand up, mashallah. One ashara in the path of Allah in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Lilongwe, Allah. Who else, mashallah? Shab Guzari of Lilongwe and so few brothers standing up. Humanity is waiting, the world is waiting. Who are those that are going to take Allah's name? Take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give dawah to Allah's greatness. Bring alive the majalis of Iman in this Mubarak month. Who else? Some questions coming, inshallah. All these few brothers requested just to come on one side for a few minutes, inshallah. Few minutes, if I may sit with them, some tartib can be made, inshallah. This Jamaat from South Africa, inshallah, tomorrow the whole day will be here. We make a humble appeal to the brothers. There will be various programs, Juma programs, Masturat program in the afternoon from 2:30. Likewise, Gush will be taking place, Mulakas will be taking place, there will be a program after Tarawih also. Who is ready, raise their hand to make Nusrat of this Jamaat, inshallah. All will make Nusrat of this Jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept. Bismillah.
Tomorrow the program also, inshallah, will be in English, inshallah. It will be program only, inshallah, Tarawih ke baad, inshallah. Tomorrow, inshallah, baitni ki koshish. Or Masturat ka program, inshallah, 2:30, 2:30, inshallah, ibadat ka na, English ke andar hoga, inshallah. The program will be in English, inshallah. In the Masturat amongst the ladies, the whole ibadat ka na, inshallah. All brothers, inshallah, make sure, inshallah, the sisters attend.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع بذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد اللهم اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهدي الإنس والجان، اللهم افتح باب الهداية، اللهم اخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا اكرم الاكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. الحمد لله.